Well, Paddy, back in the final, I suppose, when you left O'Donnell Park last year, that was the target.
Yeah, well, once the game was over last year, we didn't know what to think. But then when we sat down and over the winter, we decided that the target was to get back in the final again. And thankfully, we made it that far, despite a dodgy start in the championship.
Yeah, what happened at the start? Because Yarrowy gave you a bit of a lesson down in Mile Park in the very first game.
I think the scoreline flattered us in the end up, Tom, to be honest with you. I don't know if we were complacent, but they definitely had it targeted because we beat them in the semi-final, but well, they steamrolled us, to be honest with you, and I think it was a wake-up call maybe we needed.
Yeah, well, obviously it was early in the season and you were engrossed in Division 1 at the time probably as well. Maybe was there a kind of looking at the groups and saying, you know, we probably target getting ourselves up to peak or condition later in the season because it's going to be August before you're going to play the second round?
Yeah, well, maybe there was a bit of that in our own heads. We didn't approach it like that, and I think really Ballyshannon were up for the game a lot more than us. I think they were going very well in Division 2, and they definitely steamrolled us that day, and they more than deserved it. We were probably lucky to get away with as much as we did, but then we had a chance to regroup because there was a long way through then before the next championship game was played.
And you played a lot of league football, and you were going in recently. You were finding your feet, Division One, by the time you played the second game against Carndon in August.
Yeah, we had a lot of league games played. We didn't obviously have the same momentum as the year before, but you know, you're playing at a higher level, you're higher intensity, you're playing against county players most of the time. So I think that definitely stood to us in the next two games against Carndonagh and Naomh Alton then. So we managed to win both of them and qualify.
Yeah, and then beat one of the fancy teams in the quarterfinal, Clonaily.
Yeah, well, I suppose when we lost the Éirigh game, that's the way it was going to go. We were going to be a second place team because Éirigh weren't going to lose again. So we were going to be in against one of the big guns, and it was Clonaily. And again, that was another tough game, and they were probably favourites going into it. They're going well in Division 2 as well, but I think we performed reasonably well and got through it. And then the other big one then for the semi-final, They were coming thick and fast at that stage.
Yeah, that was a real good game, a very good game of football for anybody that was watching it as a neutral anyway. I'm not sure it was like for Éirigh or Milford fans, but it was close and they took the best out of you.
It was, I think from people speaking to afterwards, especially our supporters, it was heart and mouth stuff. People were saying they almost felt sick after the game because it was end-to-end stuff and nerve-wracking, but it was the pace was unbelievable. We came in at half-time and I don't think we were as tired in a league game all year in Division 1 as we were that day, and that's just because the pace. I think Ballyshannon were exactly the same. It was just end-to-end stuff and it was non-stop, and unfortunately in the end up for them they pulled the kick wide, but fortunately for us we got through again.
I suppose the goals proved crucial, and I suppose the bench proved crucial in that game as well.
Yeah, well, Gary had just come back, and I think the temptation was there to start him from the start, but I think the worry was because he hadn't the training done that he might have not lasted the full game. But thankfully when he did come in, he made a big impression. Kyle Black did well when he came in. All the subs, we have a strong squad. It's, I think, the challenge now for the management over the weekend will be who to play. Yeah. It'll be an interesting team anyway. I don't think anybody's safe. So it'll be interesting.
We'll lessons learned from last year. Do you think, you know, you went in probably raging hot favourites last year into the final?
Oh, we did, Tom, and we will be again, I'm sure, this year. We're playing in Division 1 and St. Noel's are operating in Division 3, but we've seen what favourites, you know, favourites doesn't win you the title. That's the thing. So hopefully we managed to see out the game against Clonaily and Éirigh. So hopefully if we do get in front, we can see it out this time and not fall back like we did the last time.
I know, speaking to Danny after the Éirigh game, you know, he said there was a lot of hurt there after last year.
Yeah, you know, there was guys in tears after the game. We targeted that at the start of the year, the championship. The Division 2 would take care of itself, and you know, it went very well for us obviously, and we got promoted, but the championship was the target. Again this year the championship was the target. We would play and try and compete in Division 1, and we've done reasonably well for for a small club for a first time there. So
And the team has evolved as well. Much the same team, isn't it? There's a few new players in, but it's much the same, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we have Tony McNamee's in this year, who's a big help, and we have Ryan McMahon and Ronan Doherty from the county minor squad. So you know, the fact that their summer was cut short with the minors has benefited us. It wasn't so good for Sean Paul and that, but for us to get access to the players sooner has been a big help, and Ryan's been flying.
And Tony's been a big addition, and great man to Portugal.
Tony's flying, to be honest with you. I, for one, wouldn't like to mark him or be up against him. He works hard the whole time, and just he'll always get you a score or a goal or set up a goal or something. So hopefully if he got a couple now on Sunday, we'll be happy.
And I suppose that's the feature of your games in the latter stages, your ability to score goals. And I suppose the other thing against ARO, all your scores from play.
Yeah, I didn't realise that until after the game. I think the very first chance we had, Luke had a free, but it was very wide. And O'Donnell Park's a big pitch, so we weren't, you know, Luke's been going very well, so we didn't we weren't sure if we didn't think he was going to miss it, but I think he dropped it short. But that's how wide it is on that pitch. But I think that's the only free. Cahill McGettigan never got one, and Luke, I didn't have any more, so all from play, which is surprising. But
what do you know of St. Paul's?
Well, we have played them a few times. We played them last year in the championship, and I know that from when we played them, it's always been very tight games, league games and even championship games. We know they have good players. Pater Mogan's been going very well for them. I know he's hitting the frees as well, but we played against them when he played for the county minors. We played a few challenge games for Milford against them, and just the engine is up and down and up and down. And obviously you have Stephen Griffin too, who's, you know, an excellent player, and he will have to be marked. But I'm sure John McNulty has them well organised. I know he has them well organised. So after the semi-final, they come back. We arrived in O'Donnell Park and they were 8-1 down, and they came back to draw that. And I think they should have won it, but then they matured and won it the last day. Like, and Fannad are a decent side. They beat us in the Gaeltacht at the start of the year, so it's definitely not going to be easy at any time.
So obviously your focus has been this week, or last week I suppose, still on the league. Now you can focus on the championship.
Yeah, we had the small matter of Kilcare coming to us at the weekend. They travelled minus Ryan McHugh, but they still had a strong side out, and they're going to win the league, and that was their last game before their championship final. So we had to try and get points as well, so we had to focus on that, and then once that game was over, we parked that and championship from here on in.